delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty. I was born
in a crossfire hurricane. All right, it's Thursday here on the program, and I'm seriously, how can Justin Amash, a Republican, now I get that he's a never Trump guy, he's an anti-Trump guy, I get all that. But so far, Trump has given you the best Supreme Court nominee you could have hoped for. Working on tax reform that people want, bringing down the corporate tax rate to 15%, will set this economy on a trajectory we haven't seen in my lifetime. And when you jump on the bandwagon with Nancy Pelosi and Elijah Cummings and that ilk, you're standing in the way of getting the people's work done. We'll see what happens. I'm going to open up the hotline to see what you have to say about all of this. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. By the way, Nancy Pelosi says, yeah, James Mueller, that's all fine. And well, it's nice to have special counsel. That's not nearly enough. We need a special commission. We need this. We need that. You see, because it's never enough. Let's go to the hotline. James checking in from Georgia this morning. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I think, you know, if the Republicans won't stand up and back our president, then they have to go. You know, these establishment, I feel as though it's the establishment Republicans, the establishment Democrats are against the president. And if the establishment Republicans think they can try to somehow get sabotage our president to get their guy Pence in there, guess what? You'll never win another election again, ever.
Ever. I agree with you, James, and I don't know if it's about getting Mike Pence in the office. I think some of these people are so blinded by the fact that they hate Donald Trump. I mean, John McCain was clearly insulted by Donald Trump. I get that. You know, Lindsey Graham was, you know, crushed by Donald Trump in the primaries. I get that. But what we have now is a man that was duly elected by the people to lower taxes, to secure the border, to make America, well, it's to make America great again, whatever that may mean to you or to somebody else, right? And if these Republicans, if Justin Amash, you know, under the cloak of I'm doing the right thing and plants his flag on some moral high ground, this sanctimonious behavior, I don't disagree with you. We should have primary challengers for all of these people that stand in the way of getting the people's business done. Because if you stand with Nancy Pelosi, you're not standing with me.
I think the president should go to the people. I think he needs to come back to the people and just put these establishment Republicans on blast. You just tell the people, hey, I'm with you. I'm trying to get the people's work done, and these people are trying to stop me.
James,
I think it should be the people against against Congress.
You know, I almost thought, you know, you're kind of drilling down into my brain, James. Careful what you find in there. But I was thinking here the other day, maybe it ought to be more effective for Donald Trump to declare that he's not even a Republican. Just say, listen, I am an independent. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. Step away from that. That occurred to me. I don't know how that would play out. But you see my point. In America, he's as close as we've ever had to an independent altogether in the White House, at least in my lifetime. And that might be beneficial because that would rally the people, I think, James.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much for checking in from Georgia. Where in Georgia, by the way?
I'm in Athens, Georgia.
Athens, Georgia. Well, I tip my hat to you, James. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay, Steve.
Have a great day. There you have it, 22 after on this Thursday. The hotline's going to remain. What do you think about James's idea? We should get rid of all of them. If you're going to stand in the way of what the people want, whether you're Justin Amash or Nancy Pelosi or anywhere in between, if you're going to stand in the way of getting the people what they want, which is a better economy, more security, an end to sanctuary cities, taking on the likes of MS-13 and gangs of that nature, slowing down the opiate flow across the southern border, and the list goes on and on and on. If you're going to stand in the people's way of getting these things done, then you should face the wrath of the voters. Because make no mistake, the last party that fooled around with impeachment when the people didn't really want it, that led to the demise of the Republican Party for several years, because that was Bill Clinton. And yes, was he impeached? Yes, not convicted, not removed from office. And in the next round of voting in 1998, I suppose it was, Newt Gingrich was no longer Speaker of the House. The Republicans were no longer in the majority. They paid a heavy price at the polling stations. Let's go to Steve standing by. Steve, what's on your mind?
I've never considered Donald Trump a Republican or a Democrat. He is a man that has taken both sides of it. mixed it together, appealed to everyone, and said, come on down. But in the meantime, you got Democrats who want to be Democrats and Republicans that run and hide in the corner, for God's sakes. They've got the chance, and they're blowing it.
Now, you know, I cannot agree with you more. I appreciate the call. Here's a guy who gets it. Here's a guy. Here's a hardcore leftist Democrat. Dennis Kucinich ran for president as a Democrat a couple of times, former mayor of Cleveland, Ohio. And he says, the fight for America is not coming from offshore. The battle and the war for America is coming from within. Roll that tape.
Welcome back. That is former Congressman Dennis Kucinich is making major news tonight by saying the deep state is trying to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. He joins us now. That's a former Ohio congressman, former mayor of Cleveland, and Fox News contributor, along with former Arkansas governor, also a Fox News contributor, Mike Huckabee. How bad is this, former Congressman Kucinich?
Well, you have a politicization of the agencies that is resulting in leaks from anonymous, unknown people. And the intention is to take down a president. Now, this is very dangerous to America. It's a threat to our republic. It constitutes a clear and present danger to our way of life. So we have to be asking, what is the motive of these people? Who's putting these leaks out? Why doesn't somebody come forward and make a charge and put their name and a reputation behind it instead of attacking through the media and not substantiating their position?
Stop right there. Sir, Dennis Kucinich just nailed it. He is a hardcore leftist. He gets it. Who are these people standing in the shadows making anonymous accusations for which there is no substantiation? Their only goal is to bring down this president. Their only goal is to damage America, this republic. They don't have anything good in mind. Let me remind you, there is no evidence of a single crime committed by this president or by his campaign. Not one. I'm all fine with Robert Mueller coming in to prove that. We'll see where it leads. We'll also take your phone calls throughout this day. I am outraged at the behavior of Democrats and Republicans today. 25 after, we'll be right back.